Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Gretchen Whitmer ran for governor and won while promising to decommission Enbridge's Line 5. Dana Nessel ran for state attorney general and won, also promising to shut down the twin oil pipelines. And on her first full day in office, Governor Whitmer asked AG Nessel to conduct a legal review of Public Act 359. That's the law fast-tracked through the lame duck legislature. It clears the way for the aging Line 5 to be replaced by a new pipeline encased in a tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac. So what might be the legal issues involved in trying to shut down Line 5 and stop the tunnel deal? For that, we turn to Wayne State University law professor Noah Hall. He specializes in environmental and water law. Noah, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first, we need to make it clear. You have not spoken with AG Dana Nessel about this, correct?
Absolutely. I've had no communication with Attorney General Nessel on this matter.
So we're going to talk about, based on what you know of environmental law and what she and Governor Whitmer have said. So we're going to talk about this 65-year-old Line 5 pipeline and the idea of replacing them with the new lines encased in a tunnel. Michigan Radio's Doug Tribou asked Attorney General Nessel during a candidate interview last fall about what her legal strategy might be, and here is what she said.
That's a violation of the easement. The easement is between Enbridge and the state of Michigan. And as the attorney for the state of Michigan, it's your job to enforce that contract. I would bring a case in the Court of Claims and ask for an immediate injunction that Line 5 be shut down.
What are your thoughts on that strategy?
I think the state of Michigan has a good attorney on the job. First of all, in full disclosure, I've been involved in litigation against Enbridge over the years. So there you go.
There you are. Yeah.
But taking a look at the Attorney General's potential case against Enbridge, she has some very powerful tools at her disposal that I think will set her up for success in court. First of all, and most fundamentally, Enbridge is operating its Line 5 pipeline on the state of Michigan's property via a lease. Enbridge is the state of Michigan's tenant. And as the Attorney General said, this tenant has not been complying with the terms of its lease. And any landlord faced with a situation where your tenant is violating the terms of the lease absolutely has the legal authority to go to court and either enforce the terms of the lease or evict the tenant. So that's the first step. And then Attorney General Nessel, on behalf of the state of Michigan, has some broader, more powerful legal tools at her disposal. Enbridge's operation of the pipeline is essentially an ongoing public nuisance. Ever since 2010, when Enbridge's parallel pipeline ruptured and caused the largest inland oil spill in U.S. history, destroying the Kalamazoo River, Enbridge's operation of pipelines has been increasingly demonstrated to be negligent. They've failed to perform maintenance and upkeep. They've failed to do inspections. They've allowed disrepairs to reach really critical points where the pipeline could rupture and fail any day now. It's a disaster waiting to happen, a classic public nuisance. And the Attorney General has the legal authority, if not the mandate, to go to court and shut it down, obviously because a rupture or a break in the pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac would be even more disastrous than it was for the Kalamazoo River.
So that's the one issue. What about the tunnel deal?
Sure. The tunnel deal is crooked every which way. And fortunately, we have some well-established Supreme Court law that could prevent this deal from going forward. A little bit of a history lesson. In the late 1800s, the state of Illinois' legislature, in a move that maybe kind of looks like Michigan in 2018, tried leasing off a chunk of Chicago's shoreline of Lake Michigan to a railroad company. It was basically a political deal to a wealthy business in the state. And the next year, the legislature actually rescinded the deal. The railroad company sued the state of Illinois, much as Enbridge has threatened to sue the state of Michigan. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that not only could the state of Illinois rescind the deal, in fact, the state of Illinois couldn't grant the railroad the Great Lakes bottom lands in the first place. The Great Lakes and the lands beneath the Great Lakes are what's called public trust. This means that they don't belong to the state of Michigan like state property. The Great Lakes bottom lands aren't a building of the state of Michigan that the governor can lease at his will. The Great Lakes bottomlands are a public trust, and the state of Michigan can only do things with the Great Lakes bottomlands that are consistent with that public trust. That means two things. It means, first of all, that any decision by the state of Michigan involving the Great Lakes and its bottomlands has to be made on the up and up. The court is going to review the circumstances and the politics of any fundamental decision affecting the Great Lakes, just as it did in this historic Illinois Central case. And for the legislature to create a new authority that's not accountable to the public in a lame duck session, empower that authority to make decisions about the Great Lakes, and essentially strip the public from any meaningful participation or democratic accountability is exactly the type of disregard for public trust that the Supreme Court shot down over 100 years ago. Secondly, the public trust doctrine requires that any use of the Great Lakes ultimately not just benefit the public, but ensure that the Great Lakes will be there for future generations. This deal does not do that. This deal puts the Great Lakes at tremendous risk for future generations and goes completely against really the fundamental nature of stewarding the Great Lakes as an ongoing resource, not as a kind of a one-time drawdown.
So focusing on shutting down Line 5, if that becomes the focus, what does that set up in trying to make that happen? Is that missing the point?
So Attorney General Nessel has a little bit of a whack-a-mole problem in front of her. She wants to shut down the existing Line 5 and shut down this possibility of the new tunnel being built as an alternative to the existing Line 5. I hope she goes after both aggressively and simultaneously. We don't want to kill the tunnel deal as a violation of the public trust, but then see Line 5 continue to operate as is. And similarly, we don't want to shut down Line 5 only to build a new tunnel and create a new problem for the next 50 years. We want to solve this problem once and for all, and that means shutting down Line 5, not building a new tunnel, finding a new way to meet our energy needs.
You know, as all this conversation happens about Line 5, the question remains, if you go through all of that up there under the Straits, what about the lines that are running along the bottom of the St. Clair River? We never hear about the one going to Sarnia. Doesn't that present an equal danger?
The state of Michigan, sitting in the heart of the Great Lakes, is unfortunately in the crosshairs of numerous pipelines that connect oil from where it's drilled to where it's refined to where it's sold. And a lot of this does come through Michigan. That said, I wouldn't say that all pipelines are created equal and all risks of pipelines are equal. Some pipelines are a lot bigger, older, less structurally sound than others. Some pipelines are in more vulnerable areas than others. Some pipelines essentially couldn't be fixed in the case of a spill. Michigan needs to think strategically, long-term, and protectively about the Great Lakes for how we're going to allow petroleum to move through our state. And shutting down a pipeline just to move the oil through trucks or rail isn't really going to be much of a solution either. The state of Michigan needs a long-term plan for how it's going to move energy through the state, what its energy needs are.
Because it leaves me wondering when you talk about we need to rethink the way we meet our energy needs. So as you think about—
Honestly,
what would that look like?
The truth is that the oil pipelines moving through the Great Lakes are outdated and part of an energy infrastructure from the 19th, if not 20th century. We're entering the 21st century. The state of Michigan needs to be investing in clean energy and not doubling down on ways of moving oil through water, which have been one failure after another. And while the state of Michigan is contemplating building a new oil pipeline, other states and other regions are investing in clean alternative energy that's going to be powering their economy for the 21st century. Michiganders deserve the exact same.
But as that evolves, what of the households and businesses in the Upper Peninsula that rely on the propane that comes through Line 5?
Well, an independent study showed that the need to serve propane in the UP can be met in other ways, and Line 5 is not a big part of that solution. Ultimately, the propane needs for the UP can be met with much safer, cheaper, less riskier alternatives. And I haven't talked to anybody in the UP who thinks running oil pipelines through the Straits of Mackinac is a good idea or a good way to get them propane.
What will you be watching for from Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Nessel?
For them to continue with the work that they've promised and pledged as candidates, I expect Attorney General Nessel to take a very hard line against the current Line 5 and the proposal to build this tunnel. I hope Governor Whitmer will be supportive as well. And then long term, I'm very optimistic that Governor Whitmer and her staff are going to create a new clean energy agenda for Michigan. So instead of debating pipelines and coal plants and where we're going to store dirty fuels and all of the toxic effects of burning oil, refining oil, storing pet coke on the banks of the Detroit River, it's time to move beyond all of this. And it's time to start investing in clean energy, getting people to work on clean energy, building clean energy infrastructure, and making clean energy a part of why Michigan is competitive and a wonderful place to live.
Wayne State University law professor, environmental law professor Noah Hall, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
And we want to note Enbridge Energy is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio.